We are right in the middle of tick season, and as many people in New England well know, ticks bring worries about Lyme disease. There is a Lyme vaccine for dogs, but not for people. Now, that might be about to change. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel is here to tell us how. Good morning, Gabriella.
Hi, good to be here.
Am I right that there used to be a Lyme vaccine for humans? What happened to that?
That is right. So 20 years ago, there was a Lyme vaccine for people, but it was pulled from the market. Now, it actually worked pretty well, but some people said it caused things like arthritis. That was never proven, but the vaccine was discontinued. Now, this month, a new vaccine has entered the final stages of testing. It's made by Pfizer and another company, and it's been adjusted to leave out the protein region that caused all the kerfuffle before. If all goes well, the companies could ask for authorization in 2025. But you can already sign up to be part of the trial, and they are enrolling here in Massachusetts since ticks and Lyme are common here.
What about people who don't like to take vaccines, maybe because of fears of side effects? Are there other options?
Yes, there are. There is a team at UMass that is working on what they call a pre-exposure prophylaxis. This is basically a treatment to prevent infection. It's actually a monoclonal antibody. And that might sound familiar because it's a treatment doctors use for COVID. Mark Klempner oversees this research at Mass Biologics in UMass. He says the pandemic has helped smooth the way for it to be accepted.
Maybe the world will be more receptive to a monoclonal antibody to prevent Lyme disease than they will be to a vaccine because there's so much vaccine antipathy. But one way or another, I'm hopeful that we will have a medicine in the next 2 years to prevent what is a very significant public health problem in the United States.
So, Rupa, just this month, they are wrapping up testing on dosage, and the earliest it could be ready for the general public is 2024.
It's really interesting to hear how COVID intersected with this research. Are there other ways COVID impacted work on Lyme disease?
Yes, there are, for better and for worse. First, the bad news. With COVID, we have all become very accustomed to at-home rapid tests. And there are at-home Lyme tests, but many of these are not approved by the FDA. Here is Daniel Solomon, an infectious disease doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
While I think it's been really, really helpful to have these at-home COVID tests, the at-home Lyme tests aren't quite ready for prime time in my mind.
So that's a word of caution, but the positive news has to do with all the focus on long COVID. When you think about Lyme disease, some people have lingering symptoms long after the actual infection clears up. This is called post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome.
That syndrome of post-treatment Lyme disease and what we are currently calling long COVID have an unbelievable amount of overlap. The syndromes really look similar. Right? Fatigue, brain fog, poor concentration.
Solomon is guessing the underlying biology is similar, some sort of dysregulation of the immune system. So the infusion of resources and interest in long COVID could help push forward this Lyme research.
Okay, and that sets us up for better treatments and prevention measures for Lyme in the future. But for now, what's the best thing to do if you think you might have Lyme disease?
Well, the first thing to do is talk to your doctor, since antibiotics work really well, and you can take them even after a tick bite to prevent Lyme. And there is some confusion about Lyme tests. So here's the scoop. A Lyme test is actually an antibody test. It doesn't work well in the early stages of an infection because your body may not have enough antibodies to actually alert the test. So early on, you can be treated based on symptoms like a bullseye rash or a high fever. Then later in the course of disease, when the symptoms are things like joint pain, the body has had time to mount an antibody response, and then the tests actually perform very well.
And of course, the best strategy is to do tick checks and be vigilant to avoid bites. Speaking of that, how bad are ticks this year?
So last year was remarkably bad. This year, it's looking as if we're in the normal to lower end of normal range. But there are ticks out there, and they will be out all the way until the late fall. And their range is expanding because of things like climate change and a reduction in their kind of natural predators.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thanks very much for filling us in about this.
Thank you.